see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
And indeed, we are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week. Jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You can call into this beautiful studio here in Elk Grove Village at 312-642-5600. And don't forget to contact our sponsors at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can visit their brand new website and, frankly, very informative blog at tandemhr.com, or give them a call for a free consultation, 630-928-0510. So first up on the program, I'm thrilled to be joined by Melissa Schwass. In addition to her role as senior project manager at the Burwood Group, Melissa has helped train the next generation of women in STEM fields as the volunteer director for Chick Tech. Melissa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Shalom. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, Melissa, you are quite the expert, and you have assembled quite the team of experts at the Burwood Group. Tell us a little bit of the history of the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. So Burwood Group, been around for a while now, about 200 so odd employees here. So mid-sized IT consulting firm. So if your company can't solve your IT problems, that's where we come in. And Burwood's a great organization to work for. It's actually in my 10 plus years of working in IT, it's the first company I've actually worked for direct female leadership. So we have some strong female leaders here, and Burwood truly walks the walks and encourages females to pursue other avenues and develop their craft, if you will.
And I know that's a passion of yours. So Burwood Group is a Chicago-based company?
Correct. They are a Chicago-based company. I know I'm in Denver here, but we do have regions in the heartland of the nation, if you will, as well as California and a few other locations. So definitely trying to tackle that nationwide landscape.
Absolutely. So in this day and age, we continue to hear of the ever-changing evolution of technology and how technology is both impacting companies in positive ways as well as creating potentially challenges as well. Sort of a loaded question, but where do you see technology, specifically as it relates B2B, companies working with other companies, that's to exclude companies servicing individuals and consumers, where do you see it going over the next 10 years?
Yeah, I think it's going to evolve at a quicker rate than we've seen in the past, just as technology is evolving. So I think it's important for companies, you know, such as Burwood's doing, to capture that female audience, because over 50% of college graduates are females, but only 28% of females obtain computer science degrees. So there's definitely some discrepancies there. So if we empower that lost demographic, then we can definitely tackle on some larger scale problems.
Yeah, that's it's fascinating, and it's good to hear that positive outlook, which is great. So specifically, Burwood Group, what kind of companies are you working with? What's the ideal profile of an organization that would benefit from outsourcing their IT needs to your fantastically talented team?
Yeah, so Burwood traditionally has targeted the healthcare vertical. So we have a great team of nurses, doctors, just personnel focused on developing healthcare as it relates to technology, but also developing their processes. But we've branched out to that. So we're not vertically focused at this point. So we focus on helping education, helping manufacturing, helping businesses across the nation, and specifically in Chicago, really be able to help develop and grow their businesses. So whether or not you're a small business all the way to enterprise level, we really don't exclude anybody.
And anybody who is a regular listener to this program knows how frequently we talk about workplaces and how we talk about industries and the demographics in terms of jobs. Melissa, I know that you are very, very passionate, as I am, about making sure that more women are given the opportunities, the same opportunities as men. But you've actually taken it a step further. You're really starting at trying to make sure that the young girls, young women are being exposed to STEM education at an early age. I'm curious where this passion of yours developed from. Why do you put so much time into this? And of course, I'm curious to hear about some of those efforts and undertakings.
Yeah, so I have a unique background. So ironically enough, my parents encouraged me to pursue engineering at it in my college aged years, but I thought I was terrible at math and science. And that's a common theme amongst these younger females, is they think they're terrible at math and science. And countless times I've sat in the room where I'm the only female, and I'm sure many of your listeners out there have had similar experiences. So if we get hands-on learning where these girls build or code apps or build robots, they can see that, hey, it's not so hard. Yes, there'll be challenges, but you have a network of strong female leaders there to help you and hone your craft. And it's really, really cool. And 4 years, college graduates that are actually entering school now, there'll be jobs out there created that we can't even imagine. So we really need to make sure that we're empowering our youth and our future for tomorrow.
That's fantastic. And it sounds like obviously the Bird Group has given you quite the opportunity to be able to put the time into this, but also it sounds like it's something that has resonated, and certainly in your office out in Denver, but throughout Burwood Group around the country, that culture is certainly coming through. Speaking of the Burwood Group and careers, you're a decent-sized operation. Are there job opportunities that we can make our listeners aware of?
Absolutely. Feel free to check out burwoodgroup.com or burwood.com, or check out LinkedIn. Definitely looking for young associates who are looking to get into technology or consulting. We will pave the way for you and give you the tools to learn your craft. And we're also looking for senior individuals or just people looking to, you know, help other companies grow.
That's fantastic. And what about partners? I know that in the world of technology, and I certainly can't claim to be an expert in all areas, that you fill a very important void in terms of helping companies and organizations outsource, frankly, something that they should not be handling in-house. They can often save money. They could often do a better job. But you are not the only solution, and it sounds like you recognize that. Tell us about some of the partners, other companies, other technology organizations that you are often working with.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually work with some big names in the industry. So we're partnered with Cisco, Palo Alto, EMC, NetApp, a various slew of cloud technologies out there. So in partnering with those large enterprise firms, we can capture the smaller audiences that they may not be able to serve.
Interesting. And you've specifically highlighted healthcare, but if you don't mind, give us an example of a company or organization that you've been able to really help them perhaps reduce costs. But also improve their operations. All right, you can mention names if you'd like, but I'm curious to hear an example.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you check out burwood.com, there's definitely a slew of use cases and white papers. But we've helped hospitals improve processes in order to provide better patient care and help them evolve technology on wheels in order to get to those front live patients in order to increase care and decrease amounts of wait time. And we also help Fortune 100 manufacturing organizations implement change control and streamline their processes, as well as upgrade their existing and legacy technologies. So we're not just technology-based. We want to make sure the customer has a good experience, as well as help them improve their overall processes.
Well, Melissa Schwass, thank you so much for sharing all of those examples. Such great information. I do hope that our listeners will get in touch with your team. What is the best way to learn more? I know you have a fantastic website with lots of information about those careers. Is that where we should send our listeners to?
Absolutely. Check out burwood.com or check out LinkedIn as well. We're always making sure that's up to date, and we're definitely looking for bright young talent.
That's fantastic. Burwood.com. Melissa Schwass, thank you so much for joining us on the air tonight. We hope that we can use you potentially to bring on some of your fantastic subject matter experts that are so knowledgeable, because we know technology is such a major part of this ever-changing business climate. So we appreciate your time.
No, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, coming up after the break, we're going to talk more about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We will be we have a lot of great guests on the program. In fact, later on in the program, I'm joined here in studio by the wonderful team of the National Discourse. We'll be talking about politics. We'll be talking about what real news looks like, not fake news. And as always, you could get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you could download podcasts from Get Down to Business, including our conversations this week, and find out a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And as always, be sure to contact our wonderful sponsors, Tandem HR, Your Solution Center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. Got to take a really quick break right now, but we're going to be back in just a moment with some fantastic guests. You don't want to miss it. Show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Get Down to Business returns in just a moment.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center. Inbound Kennedy sluggish from the extension to Canfield. Another delay from Addison into the Circle. O'Hare to downtown at 28 from the junction at 16. Going back out to O'Hare from downtown at 36. Express lanes currently at 8 minutes on the inbound Ike slow from Damon into the Circle. Thorndale to downtown at 31 on the outbound at 33. Slow from Cicero to 1st. Inbound Stevenson, no delays from Veterans Memorial to Lake Shore Drive at 34 from the Tri-State at 24. Outbound slight delay from Western to Cicero. Lake Shore to the Tri-State at 28 to 35 at 38 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 17. Slow from 18 to the Circle. Outbound to 95th from downtown at 15. No delays from the Circle all the way to the Skyway. Also, no delays report on the suburban tollways. It is currently overcast, 34 degrees with a wind chill of 25. Tonight, a low 24 with a chance of snow showers likely. Next update, 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Celebrate the new year with a change. Stamp your passport to paradise. Escape Chicago and join Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson in Riviera Maya, Mexico at the Secrets Maroma Beach, Riviera Cancun. It's an all-inclusive, all-suites, adults-only resort located in beautiful, sunny Riviera Maya, Mexico. Time is running out to book your trip through Apple Vacations. Don't get left out in the cold this year. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword passport. Presented by Joe Cotton Ford and Arlington Heights Heating and Cooling.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit tandemhr.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Hey, Butch, all I ever see you eat is raw meat, whiskey, and an occasional bowl of rusty nails. Now, I know you're tough, but with your diet, what's your secret to avoiding, the flu?
Jim, this is between us. You hear?
Sure, Butch, you can trust me.
Well, I take Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. I take them on the go or under the table when no one's looking. It's the only way I'd ever get over 10 real servings of fruits and vegetables.
Is it like a vitamin or something?
No, it's food. They only use real whole ingredients. Not that isolated or synthetic crap you get with all the other guys. This is real stuff, Jim. Real stuff. They sell direct to consumers and ship right to your door, free of charge.
Well, Buckaroo, how do I get them?
Call them at 1-800-246-8751. Write it down, Jim, before someone sees me. It's 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code WAGON for a special offer.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Did you know that 1 in 5, that's 18% of Chicago public school freshmen, earn less than 1 in 5, I should say, Chicago public school freshmen earn their bachelor's degree within 10 years of beginning high school? There is a tremendous, tremendous need to boost Chicago area's college enrollment and completion rates. That's why our next guest, Chris Brown, and his wonderful organization, Bottom Line, was founded in 1997, a small nonprofit organization supporting 25 high school seniors in Boston. It's grown dramatically last two decades, now servicing over 6,200 students across Massachusetts, New York, and Chicago. Chris Brown, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you inviting us to be on.
Absolutely. What a fantastic mission. What an amazing organization. We know that so many jobs these days require well-qualified college graduates, and you are making that possible. If you don't mind, Chris, let's start with the story. Why did Bottom Line, why did your team get started? And of course, we'll spend a few minutes talking a little bit of about the work.
Absolutely. So, like you said, the need in Chicago is enormous. In order to be positioned for entering the economic mainstream these days, you have to have a bachelor's degree, we believe, and pursue post-secondary education. And so Bottom Line was founded on the belief that all students, regardless of income or neighborhood or zip code, can get to and through college with the right set of supports. And so we've been here in Chicago now, we're in our fourth year. We're serving over 1,000 students, and the need is enormous. So we're planning to grow to serve at least 2,000 students annually.
It's amazing, and I know that you're primarily focused on low income and first generation college students. Get them through college. So, Chris, let's talk a little bit of how you do that. What do you do to help students move along and make sure that we get them to the finish line?
That's right. So our model focuses on first generation students that are from low income neighborhoods. And it works by essentially we hire and train advisors, counselors, who work with students either as high school seniors, beginning the summer before their senior year in high school, helping them apply and do all the steps leading up to enrolling in college. And then we also have counselors that work with students in our success program, which is all the way through college. It lasts for up to 6 years. And again, counselors have a caseload in that program of about 80 college students to one counselor. And are delivering our unique curriculum, which we call our DEAL model. DEAL stands for the four areas we know that low-income first-generation students often struggle when they go to college in their transition to graduation. And that's areas of academics, degree, employability, aid, and life. And so our counselors work with students one-on-one, in-person, on campus, all the way through graduation on those four areas.
That's fantastic, and I know that our president claims that he is the master deal maker, or as he said in the title of his book, The Art of the Deal. I give that title to you guys over at Bottom Line. You are the masters of the deal. Degree, employability, aid, and life. Those are the key fundamental four areas. Chris, I want to talk to you about some examples of people that you've helped. I know that when you started, you were just in the 20s. But now you're in the thousands. That must make you feel really, really good. But, you know, thousands is just a number. Take an example. Walk us through, you know, one of your success stories, and I know that there are many.
Yeah, I mean, so I'll give you an example of a student, Sarah, who's currently a junior at UIC, who started with us as a high school senior. She had incredible potential, incredible promise, strong academic background, but really was lost when it came to the college process and was looking for a lot of help as the first person in her family to pursue a four-year college degree. And she tells me, you know, as we've stayed connected, you know, without Bottom Line, she would not have been able to stay organized and stay on top of everything senior year to both apply and make a thoughtful decision. But now she's on her way with almost minimal debt. She's a junior at UIC, and she's applying to med school next year, which we're really thrilled about, and on her way to an incredible career.
Oh, that must make you feel so good, and I know that there are so many other examples as well. So, Chris, let's talk about the people behind the scenes, the people that that are making this happen. I know that correctly so, the attention goes to the folks that are coming out of this system, the deal process, and one of the E in deal is employability. So they're getting to work, and they're contributing to the economy, contributing to society in so many positive ways. But tell us about the team behind Bottom Line, the coaches, the people that are really motivating and training.
Right. So like we said, this is a relationship-based advising model. So we recruit and hire counselors. We now have up to 21 staff. The vast majority of them are counselors serving a caseload of students, either high school seniors or a student in college. Right now we're up through juniors because we just started a few years ago. And these counselors are just incredible. They are – working on campus with these students every week, engaging them, staying connected through everything from social media, but also these in-person meetings to stay on top of all of their key deadlines for classes, financial aid, and so forth. And in many ways, they are the real secret to our model. They are delivering this curriculum in person with these students and at our office as well as for high school seniors. And we've been really fortunate. We started with just four staff 4 years ago, and we've been able to grow it pretty dramatically in a short period of time.
That's still a small number of people. You're running a lean, mean operation, making every dollar count. Speaking of dollars, tell us the funding model. Tell us how these services are provided, and most importantly, how our listeners can step up to help.
Yeah, so thanks. We've been really fortunate. We are 100% privately funded, and that's been really helpful for us to sort of drive our growth. But all of the money that we raise is from individuals, corporations, high net worth individuals, and family foundations are major sources of our funding. And they've been, over the last couple of years, been able to sort of step up and start to make more multi-year commitments to help us continue to scale our impact.
That's incredible. So let's talk a little bit about where the jobs of tomorrow will be, because I know that the team of Bottom Line is not just focused on working quite well with the students, help them, as we said, get them to the finish line, get them through high school, get them into college, get them to finishing their college degree and getting them to a job. But your team is also looking at what jobs will be around when the college students that are starting in 2018, in 2019, what are those sectors? So I'm curious, Chris, if you have any insight into where you see things in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's one we've been giving some serious thought to. We're in the process of sort of mapping the career ecosystem, as we would call it, in Chicago with our team. I guess I would say is we see, clusters of areas where our students are not only really interested, but there's huge need. Obviously, healthcare being one area where there's just been explosive growth, and we expect to see that to continue. We also see, I'd say opportunities across the gamut in terms of folks who have strong quantitative skill sets who are looking to apply those in a range of ways. We have a number of financial services firms, including JP Morgan Chase, that are partnered with us right now. So I guess I would say is we're focused also on helping students make really strong, thoughtful choices about what they're studying in college so that they are prepared to be able to navigate an ever-changing landscape that we see. It's not just your first job, but it's ultimately being able to position yourself for the next job after that. And so I would say, we've got more work to do, but we think that we're on a strong path right now with some of the corporations that we're working with. And we think there's a lot to learn as we grow. Some of the other corporate partners we've been fortunate to work with, we've had folks from the Chicago Blackhawks working with us. And we've been fortunate to be actually the beneficiary of a pretty big conference focused on education charities Invest for Kids as well. So we are we're still working on this, but I think there's a lot of promise. And our hope is that our students are earning a sustainable wage when they exit college with their degree, so that they are positioned to make choices beyond that first job for the long haul.
And Chris, you mark my words, your graduates, your success stories will be the ones that will be hiring and in the future, and they are the future of our Chicagoland economy, our American economy, and I hope you guys are staying in touch with them, because I know that they will not forget the folks that helped them along the way. So Chris Broughton from Bottom Line, we very, very much appreciate your time and hope that we can have you back on again real soon to feature more of those success stories. But most importantly, I know you mentioned it before, privately funded organization. How can our listeners get involved? What can they do to support and assist?
Yeah, thanks so much for the opportunity. So I would say there's three different things that we would love to see. Is we're definitely, as we now have more college students rising up the ranks, we're looking for internship opportunities for those students. And we are actively placing those students right now into internships. So folks are working at companies that are looking for top talent, diverse leaders that are going to become the future leaders of Chicago. Please reach out. We're obviously always looking for leaders to get involved with us, whether it's on our associate board or on our regional board, who help drive our growth. And of course, we're looking for new supporters. So anybody who knows anybody who can support us, we'd appreciate that as well.
Fantastic. Chris Broughton from Bottom Line. I encourage all of our listeners, get in touch with their wonderful team doing some fantastic work. We're going to take a break, listen to the headlines. We're going to be back on Get Down to Business just after this short break. Lots more small business jobs and entrepreneurship coming up.
On AM 560, The Answer. Your opinion counts. And we want to know how you feel about the news stories we're talking about each and every day. Make sure to vote in the M13 Graphics Opinion Express poll at 560theanswer.com. Listen for today's poll question at 10:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 3:30 p.m. And hear the results each evening at 5:30. It's the M13 Graphics Opinion Express poll on 560theanswer.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. Lawmakers demanding answers following reports that President Trump wanted to fire special counsel Robert Mueller last year, but changed his mind after a White House lawyer threatened to resign.
I know that the president's been frustrated by this investigation. He feels like there's been millions of dollars of taxpayers' dollars spent and no evidence yet of collusion.
White House Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short on Fox News Sunday, the president calling the story fake news. A deadly mass shooting at a car wash near Pittsburgh this morning.
The troopers discovered four deceased victims on scene who were apparently shot with an AR-15, 223 semi-automatic rifle, and a 9mm handgun.
Fayette County District Attorney Rich Bauer, the suspect is on life support with a gunshot wound and is not expected to survive. Family members say the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Ike. A crash at the tollway taking out two right lanes, heavy from St. Charles, thorned up to downtown at 34 from Manheim 18. On the outbound slow from Central to 1st, from downtown to Manheim at 20, to Thorndale at 33 minutes. Inbound Kennedy, O'Hare to downtown at 25, from the junction at 15. Slow from the junction into the circle, outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 36, express lanes at 8. On the inbound Stevenson, no delays from Veterans Memorial to Lakeshore Drive at 34, from the Tri-State at 24. Outbound slow from California to Pulaski, Lakeshore to the Tri-State at 26, to 55 at 36 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th downtown at 21. Brake lights from Stromack to the Circle, outbound to 95th from downtown at 15. It is currently 34 degrees with overcast skies and a wind chill of 25. Tonight, a low of 25 and a chance of snow showers. Tomorrow, Monday, high of 28. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Hey, if risk mitigation is important to your company, then you need Global Verification Network. Global Verification Network is a federally recognized, veteran-owned small business right here in Chicagoland. These guys are the best. If your company hires new employees, leases buildings and property, or conducts new business transactions, you need to deal with the right people. Global Verification Network, man, they are the background screening experts dedicated to timely and affordable background screening services for employment, tenant screening, and business due diligence. Global Verification Network is used by Fortune 100 companies all the way to startups. Their screening programs are 100% compliant and custom tailored for a wide range of industries. Get a no-obligation risk analysis for your company at globalverificationnetwork.com or call 877-695-1179. Global Verification Network, the risk mitigation experts.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
We love the product. I think we've been on it for, 12 years now, or pretty close, and we believe in it, and we're going to continue taking it.
I have a $1,200 knee brace because I have bone on bone in my left knee, and I have a torn cartilage in my right knee. And since I've been taking Balance of Nature, I don't wear my brace, and I can walk without pain. I have these copper things I used to put on my knees. I don't use those either. I don't use anything. I think it's just wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Chicago.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. So what would you say about a suburban mayor illegally giving himself a taxpayer-funded pay hike? I can imagine most of our listeners' response to that, but here to talk some more about it is my good friend, who I don't get to see often enough, Kelly Tarrant from Project 6. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Shalom. Thank you for having me back on again. I hope to see you soon.
Absolutely. But in the meantime, I feel like I follow all of your team's such important investigations and work. I know we've had you on in the past. Before we talk about the specific story over here, Project 6, tell us a little bit, just high-level background on the organization and the story behind it.
Sure. Project 6 is a good government oversight group. We will look at any tip that comes in, whether it's City of Chicago, county, any county, or statewide. And we've been very successful at that. Last year alone, we received 200 tips from real people who are undergoing just strenuous plights of disadvantage, whether in their workplace or in their own communities. So that is the basis of our organization. And what we found just recently, which is what you just brought up, was a small South Chicago suburb, which is called Markham, Illinois, which has faced many scandals over the years, but this latest one is the most bizarre.
And Kelly, it's a compliment your efforts, you and wonderful team. You guys are taking the time, because you are a private organization, to really delve into things that many other organizations, official government offices don't have, frankly, the resources to do. And often there's, frankly, because of the corruption, they don't put the attention or the efforts to do. So Markham, Illinois, as you said, not exactly known as having the reputation of a top-notch ethics small municipality, but this takes things to the next level. $300,000 the former mayor of the city of Markham has taken in bribes in exchange for city contracts, I believe.
Yes, that's true. What we first uncovered before that broke just a few weeks ago was that the interim mayor of Markham, Mayor Blevins, right now, illegally gave himself a $70,000 raise, along with a lump sum of $34,000, which was what he considered back pay, all funded with tax dollars. And the real scandal of this is that he felt entitled to do this and went around the city's leaders and around the law to give himself this payout. Unbeknownst to the residents, within another week, their former mayor, the one you've just mentioned, Mayor Webb, voluntarily pled guilty to the $300,000 bribe scheme. So it was a double whammy for this small, hardworking, blue-collar suburb.
Kelly, you just mentioned it, but this is a community that certainly cannot afford something like this. There's not a massive surplus. Not that corruption at any level, even for a community that can't afford it, is okay. But this is a community that literally every dollar is needed to go to the hardworking men and women in the community for public services, and the money is being stolen from them. So how did this happen? Have you uncovered that?
If your listeners would go to our site at thesecret6.com, we have the full investigation with all the evidence, emails, actuary write-ups, calculations, etc. You'll be able to see how this whole thing unfolded. And in fact, like most of our investigations that we do refer them out to the proper law enforcement agencies. And in this case, the Illinois Attorney General's Office is looking into this. So if your readers find this to be as scandalous as it truly is, I would encourage them to give the Office of the Attorney General a call and voice their opinion. But equally, if they have any problems with any of their communities or other suburbs, we definitely want to hear about it. It's the courageousness of these whistleblowers that brings success to Project 6. It's what motivates us, and I can't say enough about how too many of these small leaders see their local government as profit opportunities instead of serving their constituents, and it's time for that to change.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, Kelly, folks can go to thesecret6.com to see the details, and there are a lot of details. There's copies of the memos your team have obtained. It's disgusting. Frankly, it's disgusting.
It truly is.
Please.
I have to thank these whistleblowers. The courageousness we see on a daily basis, whether it's phone calls, drop-ins, or just even the anonymous tips, is amazing. And I think that is the hope that we have right now.
Absolutely. And lots of details over there. And I think it's important that folks check out the website, see that information. Because I know I just got a text from somebody that said, what does this have to do? Aren't you a business show? This has a lot to do with businesses. Businesses, you are taxpayers. Businesses,
right.
You are people. You pay the taxes. You pay for these services, and you should be paying attention to corruption at all levels of government. Kelly, we're going to have to leave it there, but I do hope that our listeners will get to the website, thesecret6.com. Lots more about the investigations. And Kelly, we've had you on a lot. Unfortunately, I believe we're going to have to continue to have you on a lot.
That's
because
great.
There's so many investigations going on. Kudos to you and Nathaniel and Faisal for all the great work that you guys are doing.
So much, Shalom. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Again.
And speaking of government, speaking of corruption, we're going to talk real news after the break. I've got the founders and the fantastic team of the National Discourse on with me after this quick break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center. Inbound Kennedy, sluggish from the junction into the circle. O'Hare to downtown at 28 from the junction at 16. Out to O'Hare from downtown at 36. Express lanes currently at 8. On the inbound, Ike heavy from Western into the circle. Thorndale to downtown at 33 from Mannheim 20. On the outbound, slow from Western to East from downtown to Mannheim at 26 to Thorndale at 39 minutes. No delays on the Stevenson in either direction. 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 minutes from the Tri-City at 24. Inbound Dan Ryan, stop and go from 18 to the circle. 95 to downtown at 17. Outbound 295th from downtown at 15. Flowing freely from the circle all the way to the Skyway. As well as no delays to report on the suburban tollways. It's currently 34 degrees, overcast skies with a wind chill of 25. Tonight, a low of 24 with a chance of snow showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Forever My Girl is a modern-day prodigal son story. Country music star Liam Page never got over Josie, his one true love he left at the altar. But when he returns to his hometown years later, he's faced with the consequences of all he left behind.
Why'd you leave my mama?
I was young. I got lost.
But you found your way back now, right?
Find Your Way Back Home in the film NBC Raves will make you laugh, cry, and fall in love. Forever My Girl. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing.
the Illinois National Guard can help you complete your education. Qualified candidates who serve part-time in the Illinois Guard and attend any Illinois state-funded college or university get 100% of tuition paid. With both two-year and four-year programs and more than 60 Illinois state colleges and universities to choose from, you can get the education you need to help you land the career you've always wanted. Learn more about the benefits of part-time guard service in the Illinois National Guard at NationalGuard.com. Benefits subject to change. Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard, aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always check out my website, ShalomKlein.com. That's where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business and get a sneak peek of who's going to be next week on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And speaking of fantastic websites, I'm thrilled to be joined by Jackson Richmond and Cam Erickson from The National Discourse, the media outlet that is rethinking everything about news. And fake news is the common term that's thrown around these days. You guys are not about fake news, are you?
Not at all, Shalom. And thanks so much for having us on the show.
Absolutely. Welcome, Jackson.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to have both of you. So tell me, Cam, if you don't mind, tell me a little bit of the history and why you realize that there's a void for an outlet like the National Discourse.
Absolutely. So my background is in political campaigning and political consulting, and I've been all over the Midwest on campaigns, and I've really seen firsthand how critical these issues are, not just from a local perspective, but from a national and international perspective. And I see so often that in the D.C. bubble, we only get one fraction of what really is going on. And with these major outlets, there's so much that's left on the cutting room floor. And the National Discourse is all about promoting a space where we can have rational discourse and really have a really real, genuine discussion of the issues and not have an ideological discrimination of any kind.
Just hey, so well, you're offering a variety of different viewpoints on contemporary politics, and politics that's often right. is viewed as a few certain subjects, but you are really broadening that. And of course, don't take my word for it. I encourage all of our listeners, and we'll remind folks over the next few minutes, to check out the website, thenationaldiscourse.com. You and I have talked about this quite a bit, getting outside of the swamp, as it's called.
That's right. And it really is a swamp. There's a lot of sausage being made, and it's really important to get perspectives from outside, because, you know, there's only 60,000 or so Americans that live in D.C. And we've made a point of getting to St. Louis, getting to other parts of the country, and really broadcasting the real news from
and there. Covering underreported stories. Jackson, tell us a little bit of the types of things that you've been looking for and the types of recent stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Couple underreported stories that the National Discourse recently published were one outside the United States, that is the quiet drug war happening in Indonesia. Everyone knows about the drug war in the Philippines. Well, now it's spread to the most populous Muslim country in the world, Indonesia. And we also have been getting video correspondence from a couple Yazidis, one of whom is in a refugee camp called Camp Perceive. And that video has gotten over 3,000 views on Facebook. His name is Khalaf, and he's been living in a refugee camp for the past
Amazing.
Few years. And some other underreported stories, actually, one that we broke was Breitbart seriously reconsidering backpedaling its support for Roy Moore, who eventually lost to now Alabama Senator Doug
sure.
Jones.
Sure. Fantastic reporting. And aside for the website that you mentioned, Facebook, you guys are really on the cutting edge of getting out there. But the phone lines are lighting up. So we have several callers waiting for us. Let's hear from Michael Kowski. Michael, welcome to Get Down to Business. Are you with us, Michael?
Yes.
What questions do you have for the team of the National Discourse?
Okay. So, first of all, I want to know what kind of stories they report on besides politics.
That's a great question. And Michael, thank you. And we actually have been publishing 15 to 20 articles per week since we started. And we have U.S. News, World News, Campus News, Business, and also a
satire
section with Jeff Callen taking over in New York. And we've got a lot of interesting subject matter that we cover.
Wow, that's fantastic. And we've got time for one more caller. Yechiel, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well. How are you, Yechiel?
Hi, Yechiel.
Hey, Jackson. Hey, Cam. How you guys doing?
What question do you have for the team in the National Discourse?
So my quick question would be is there's lots of media websites, of different types of media websites and everything. What makes National Discourse the one to read? What makes that one the reason to subscribe to out of all the media websites in the world?
Thank you so much, Yechiel. And it's a great question because nobody else is doing what we're doing. We are covering the political landscape from without ideological discrimination from a millennial perspective, where for millennials, by millennials, and we encourage everyone to check us out on Facebook, the National Discourse, and actually join the Facebook group linked to that, the National Forum, where we have political discourse on any subject matter you can possibly imagine.
And you can follow us on Twitter at NATL Discourse.
That's great. And you guys are very active on Twitter. So thanks so much for the call. And speaking of National Forum, not only are you guys publishing online using all of the social media available, but you guys have actually also gathered people together at some live events in D.C., some very, very popular events, bringing some interesting speakers that I'd say some of the mainstream outlets, the much larger, much better funded outlets, have not been able to attract. We are running out of time, but Cam, do you mind telling us briefly about one of your past events?
Yeah, well, we had a National Discourse kickoff, a happy hour with over 100 attendees, and really we are continuing to have discourse and remote events in person and online wherever the readers and viewers may be.
Well, congratulations on all that success. We've got to squeeze in a very quick break over here on Get Down to Business. Always check out my website, shalomklein.com. We'll link to the National Discourse over there. We're going to be right back with more with Cam and Jackson right after this quick break.
Hey, Butch, all I ever see you eat is raw meat, whiskey, and an occasional bowl of rusty nails. Now, I know you're tough, but with your diet, what's your secret to avoiding the flu?
Jed, this is between us. You hear?
Sure, Butch, you can trust me.
Well, I take Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. I take them on the go or under the table when no one's looking. It's the only way I'd ever get over 10 real servings of fruits and vegetables.
Is it like a vitamin or something?
No, it's food. They only use real whole ingredients. Not that isolated or synthetic crap you get with all the other guys. This is real stuff, Jim. Real stuff. They sell direct to consumers and ship right to your door, free of charge.
Well, Buckaroo, how do I get them?
Call them at 1-800-246-8751. Write it down, Jim, before someone sees me. It's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code WAGON for a special offer.
I have a great idea for the new year. If you haven't bought your MyPillow yet, get the buy one, get one free offer because it has been extended through January 31st. Remember, this deal is only available online using the promo code AMY. It is not available in stores, so I urge you to go online or call now and take advantage by using the promo code AMY. You'll get the absolute best deal available. MyPillows absolutely helped me get a great night's sleep by moving the fill. I get the support I need regardless if I sleep on my back or side, and I do not wake up with a stiff neck or headache. They're made in America, and you can wash them and dry them. They're hypoallergenic. Plus, you have a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So get your buy one, get one free MyPillow by calling 800-489-0201. Use the promo code AMY or visit MyPillow.com. That's 800-489-0201, 800-489-0201. Promo code AMY.
Back on Get Down to Business, and I'm joined here in studio by Cam Erickson and Jackson Richmond from the National Discourse. And while I'm on the air, it's always fascinating to see the text messages that I get, the calls that we receive here in studio, but also the alerts that I receive. And while I'm sitting here, I get alerts from all different media outlets. So I just got an alert from Fox News that at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m., just in a few minutes, They're doing a special, a deep dive into the Bill Clinton and Paula Jones lawsuit. My question for the folks over at Fox News and here at AM560, we have a relationship with Fox News Radio, but that's not current news. That's from the past. You guys, National Discourse, you are very, very focused on making sure that you are staying on top of what is out there. I recall looking on Facebook just a few weeks ago when Michael Flynn pulled up at the courthouse and you guys were there. You are current.
100%. And Cam and I were at the courthouse where former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn entered and pled guilty to lying to the FBI. And as he was entering the courthouse, of course, the press shouted questions at him, Cam and myself included, such as, do you feel you betrayed your country? Or will Trump pardon you? What did you tell Special Counsel Robert Mueller? And of course, he didn't answer any of the questions. But fascinating enough,
the questions actually made it onto ABC News.
Yeah. Made it onto the ABC News highlight reel of General Flynn entering the courthouse.
And I think the point you're getting at, Shalom, is so key, because everybody in this generation has the ability to be a reporter. Everybody has a phone in their hand. Everybody has access to Twitter and can tweet right at the president, which is something unheard of in past generations.
And that's a good point to bring in, that if folks have news tips for you guys, I know that they can find you guys on social media, and we'll make sure to share the website and all the social media links momentarily. But, Cam, how in this day and age of fast-moving stories and news, how is it possible to stay current?
Well, it's actually not very easy to do, but it's very possible. And one way to do that is, you know, so often people in this country are just waiting for the future, but really the future is waiting for us, and we have some amazing contributors from all across the political spectrum, and they're contributing in many ways, reporting on what news is being covered, like we mentioned with Breitbart earlier. That could be that story that we broke, that could have been kind of the preemption of Bannon's downfall, some of that internal dissent going on within Breitbart. So really we are giving people the opportunity to take the mic back and report on the real news. And if you want to contribute, you can absolutely get in touch.
Oh, that's great. And I know that that's the model. You're taking contributions from all over. All those different viewpoints, not just the one-sided perspective that many media outlets have. Often, I think it's pretty common that a Fox News, you know, we know they lean to the right, and MSNBC they lean to the left. You're taking a little bit of everything, and I think that's the right approach. But also staying very, very current. I'm literally looking at the website right now, and I see the stories, both the stories that a lot of other media outlets are covering, but also a lot of other unique contributions. And you guys are staying current. We are just about out of time, but I want to make sure that our listeners can find out more, perhaps even find out how they can contribute and get involved. Jackson, share the website with us, please.
Yes, you can go to the National Discourse's website, thenationaldiscourse.com, and go to, I believe it is an About Us page. Correct me if I'm wrong about that.
Yeah, that's right.
And you should be able to find my email, jrichman.discourse. @gmail.com. That's jrichman.discourse, discourse @gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can also just tweet me at Cameron Erickson, and we can set up a conversation and continue it from there.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Jackson Richman, JacksonRichman.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming on. Great job with all of your reporting. We'll follow the progress of the National Discourse. Follow your stories, of course. Encourage all of our listeners to find out more. Check out our sponsors, Tandem HR. We're going to be back next Sunday, 6 p.m. right here on AM560 The Answer.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,